So we're on Yutesh, I'm on Aleph now, the new parak and the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma'os shenimtsu ben ashkalim. So, ben ashkalim l'nedava. So there are a number of different, we said there are 13 different shofros that collected the money. So let's say money was found on the floor. It was in between the shofar of shkalim and the shofar nedava. You weren't sure which one it goes to. So the Mishnah says, karov l'shkalim, if the money is closer to the shkalim shofar, so you put it in the shkalim. Yiflu l'shkalim l'nedava, if it's closer to the shofar of nedava, so then yiflu l'nedava goes to the nedava one. Mechsa, let's say it's mamish in between, 50-50. You can't tell. So yiflu l'nedava, we put it in the nedava. Yeah, between the shkalim and the nedava, it says go to the nedava. And the Mishnah concludes, we'll see later on, it's because we always go l'chumra. The nedava is l'chumra. Why is nedava l'chumra? Because shkalim, the way it works is, if you're left over shkalim, that money is used for klisharis. It might not ever go to the mizbech. But nedava will certainly go to the mizbeach. So that reason, we say go to the nedava as opposed to go to the shkalim. Let's say the Mishnah says, bein etzim l'levona. It's found in between the shofar of etzim and the shofar of levona. So if it's karav l'etzim, lifshul etzim. If it's closer to levona, goes lifshul levona. Okay. But mechsa mechs, if it's mamish in between the etzim and levona, so then yiflu levona, goes to levona. So what's the reason why? Why is that more machmir? So I think the Gemara is going to explain why all these things are machmir. For some reason, Lavona is more machmir than that of Eitzim. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, but let's say it was Bein Kinim Legozle Ola, between those two shofars. Karav Lekinim, it goes to the Kinim. Yiflu Lekinim. Karav Legozle Ola, Yiflu Legozle Ola. Mechsa, Mechsa, Yiflu Legozle Ola. If it's found in between these two, so we say Gozle Ola is more machmir than that of the Kinim. Then Bein Chul Lemaisa, it's Shani, it's found in between those two shofars. Karav l'chulin yiflu l'chulin, the ma'is sheni yiflu l'ma'is sheni. Mechsa mechsa yiflu l'ma'is sheni, because certainly in that case, ma'is sheni is much more machmer. There are more chumras attached to ma'is sheni than that of chulin. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, what happens if you find money on the floor. So zeh klal, the Mishnah says, this is the following klal you need to know. Holuchin achar hakarov l'hakel, you always go based on the closer one, even if it creates a kula. But if it's a mechsa mechsa, it's mamish in between, then we have to go l'chumra, l'hachmer. Okay, so pretty self-explanatory Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Lo hutrachu de lo ben ashkalim l'kinim." So the Gemara asks, "I don't understand why it falls in between. Why they choose the case of shkalim and kinim? If you have the whole line, the Mishnah told us the 13 shofros. So we have shkalim is the first one mentioned, and then kinim is the second one. So he asks." If it turns out, I think in the article they might have a picture of it. There's no picture of how it looks, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is how, if you put it, before, this is like the answer to the Gemara, it's a circle. Before you get to the circle, there's a line. They didn't think it was a circle at first, it's a big line. So you see where the shkalim are situated and the kinim.
Right, one is, kinim is three.
Right. Oh, so shkalim is number one and two then, right? The first one?
Shkalim is one and two.
But to the Nedavim though, but between the first case is Shkalm and Nedava. So where is Nedava? Nedava is which one? Number seven, right?
Nedava is probably here. All these are
right.
Nedava.
So between the Shkalm and
Nedava are 8, 9, 10, 11,
so
12,
it's not,
13.
This one, let's say it's a straight line. At this point, I think it's a straight line. So number one is Shkalm. Two, go down the line, Nedava is number 7 to 13. They're not next to each other. Between Shkalm and Nedava, there's a number of... So why is the Mishnah talking about a case where it falls between the Shkalm and the Nedava? So answers the Gemara...
One second, the Gemara is talking between Shkalim and Nedava, right?
Right.
Correct.
So assuming right now it's a straight... This is the answer, but it's a straight line.
Right.
So Shkalm is number one. Going down the line, Nedava is number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
But we never learned in the Mishnah this order.
Well, I guess the assumption is that when the Mishnah told us that the order...
It went according
in
to the court
order. It went in this order, right. So Shkalm is one, Nedava is seven. So why is it giving an example that falls between Nedava and the Shkalm? There's six in between those.
Nedava is 8.
It's 8. Fine, 8 to 13.
The Havli Kaparot is 7.
And then the last six
it's
are Nedava.
It's far bottom of the line.
Exactly.
The other side,
right.
No?
Exactly.
I just want to clarify something.
Yeah.
Ready to finish the mission, right?
Yeah, finish the mission, yeah.
If somebody is going and throwing the money in, how does he go from going to, let's just say, if he intended from 1 to 2 and mistakenly got into the Dove area, like how is
it? It dropped. He put it and it bounced and it went to the floor and he just responded in the middle.
I guess the guy kind of tried dropping it in the stucker box. It missed and it fell on the floor. Or it was so
there
much.
There were no glasses in those.
So much was going on. It's very busy. And then a coin happened to fall over or overflowed or something or bounced in, bounced out.
It was like a hole in the ground with the money.
They had these like chauffeur type stucco boxes. It was like a backwards, upside like a cone. Okay. You put it in the cone and it gets wide on the bottom. So you couldn't stick your finger in. So let's say a guy dropped it in. A lot of people were coming in to put wherever the funds they wanted to put in. And one of them happened to miss.
I don't get it. We have Yiddish cup. We got to have that.
That's
right. Oh, I've seen bigger
situations. That's
coins.
What you argue about? Is this like a case? That's a problem.
I've seen people do the worst things than dropping
it. However it happened. Okay. The Gemara talks about crazy cases that don't necessarily happen so often. So if it happens, whatever reason it happens for, they find the coin on the floor.
That should be our biggest problem.
And it's between the shkal and the first one, and the nedava, number 8. You have all these other 6 stuck boxes in between. So why is the Mishnah creating a case between the shekel and the nedava? There's a shekel which is next to the olam, or whatever, the shekel versus
that's
the...
That's closer proximity.
Right. So that's the Gemara answers that no. Rabbi Avon, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, kimin buchliar. So it's a hayuosin. So it's some type of tachshit, some type of ornament, maybe a bracelet. Is there an English translation of this?
It's also benusachot acherot hagirsa kuvlaim, korban ha'eda, kuvlaim.
Korban ha'eda says kuvlaim?
Circle.
Okay, it's some type of circle. I'm not sure what it's compared to, what type of tachshit, but it's a circular pattern. And when you make the circle, have you seen the art scroll? Just a circle. So in the art scroll, you see between the shekel and the nedava, the last nedava, it can fall in between those two. And it's not a straight line, it's a circle, and that's the explanation of the Mishnah. Okay. So then the Gemara says as follows. L'mechsa, mechsa yiflu l'nedava. So if it's found in between the two, between the nedava and the shkalim, in this particular case, we say, put it in the nedava. So it's the bai meimar. What's the reason? Shema yiflu l'shayre halishka. Because if you put it in the shekel one, so shekel could become a carbon sivor. You could use the funds to bring the carbon tamid. That's very good. But if it's leftover, you don't need the funds anymore for the carbon tamid. So then it goes shari lishka, which means that you have to use it for the kli sharis or the building upkeep of the base of mikdash. So that's not such a high kedusha. So therefore, better to put it in the nedava, where it's going to be vaday al-mizbeach, as opposed to the shkum, where it might go to the mizbeach, but also might be used to keep out the base of mikdash. That's one svara. And istibai meimar, others want to say mechsel mechsel kimisha meis. So the din is, when someone dies, he gives a shekel. So what was halacha when he dies, he gives a shekel? Oh, it goes to the nedava anyway. Right. So exactly. So someone gives a shekel, he dies. So either way, it goes to the nedava. So shekel itself has potential to go to the nedava. So instead of like skipping, no, so not skipping a step. Once it's in the middle, it's as if it has no bialim. It's hefker almost. But shekel without bialim, the din of shekel, that bialim goes to nedava. So it's not because we're trying to hedge our bets. It's because it's lechachila, supposed to go. Even if it was shkalim, it was supposed to go to nedava. Excellent. Says the Gemara further. Now, Amar Rabbi Yasa, Ad'ana, Taman, Shmai, when I was there in Bavel, Shmasko, we saw this phrase a number of times already in Shkalim. This must be a commonly used phrase in Yerushalmi. So, when I was there, Shmasko Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda, he asked Shmuel, Hifrish Shkalo Umes. So, a person separates a shekel and then he dies. So, what's the din? Amalei Yiflu Nadava. It goes to Nadava. So, there we see it that when someone gives a shekel and dies, it goes to Nadava. Here, too, also, when it's found in between, so even if you want to contend that it is a shekel, it's as if it has no bialim and it would go to the nedava either way. So then the Gemara says, Asir Sa'efa, Shalo. So the leftover remains of a Asir Sa'efa, of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. So what's this doing here? So just another statement, I think, in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Just one of these random statements that Yushalmi does.
Chuck him, basically.
What?
He's just saying chuck him.
Yeah, I'm saying nothing to do with what we've been talking about. Masifta is telling me here that since we just brought a Memra in the name of Yosa, so we're bringing another statement about Rabbi Yosa when leftover funds, nothing to do with Shkalim at all, nothing to do with finding between, just a random statement. Whenever there's leftover funds, you put it, you feel Yam HaMelech.
Here explains, I think it's obvious, but it just explains that we're talking when the person dies, is that he had the Shekel and he didn't put it in the
right.
Once it goes in,
then, yeah.
Even if he dies.
Because over the course, yeah, obviously people are going to die.
Right.
Only before it ever makes it to the Lishka.
The next line is why they brought it, Rabbi, because it says, Rabbi Lazar Amar Yiflu Limadaba.
Right.
Go to Dava. So same thing before. You said if you don't know where it goes, go to Dava.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The
lexicon
is read together.
Oh, I see. Okay. My missister says a different reasoning, but that seems to be posh. Moser Asir Se'efa Shalom. What's the din? You have leftover funds. The Kohen Gadol separates money for Asir Se'efa, which he brought every single day. He has leftover funds. What do you do with the leftover funds? So, Tumachokas Amarim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yolichim Yamamelach. You take it and throw it into the Yamamelach. And Rabbi Lazer Amar, Yiflu L'Nedava, goes to the Nedava. So, as Hanan saying, that's the connection. This is Sim Halacha of going to the Nedava, just like the Shekel, who Baal, the owner, dies, you put it to Nedava. So too, when it comes to Asir Se'efa, that money goes to the Nedava.
That's why they brought it, even though it seemingly had no relevance.
Okay. Says the Gemara,
this is Asir Se'efa that he every day he did, right? For the...
Yeah, I think it's Machlokas, which one it's referring to, but according to the Masifta's understanding, they're taking the pshat that's referring to the Kohen Gadol's everyday Mincha Se'efa. Right. So now the Gemara has the following question on the halacha of the Mishnah, that if it's found between the kinim and the gozei ola, if it's carved either one, you bring it there. But if it's mechsa, we rather put in gozei ola as opposed to the kinim. So for kasha, the Gemara asks the following question. V'yesh chatas kreva ola? Is there chatas that's kreva ola? Because when it comes to the kinim, those baskets, one of the birds was a chatas, one of the birds were an ola. So if I find it in between, it might be the kinim, it might be the gozei ola. So if it's possible it's a kinim, which has a chatas with it, how could I then just throw it into the gozei ola and make it turn the chatas into an ola? So again, if the money was initially for the kinim, which I don't know, but let's say it was, which was half the money was designated for the chatas, a chatas can transfer into a ola. So that's the question of the Gemara. So Chizki and Mishem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says it's a Tanai basin, which we saw a number of times, which also comes up in Zvachim. Tanai basin who al hamosros she karvu olos. It's a special Tanai basin. They say any leftover funds that were given to the Kanim, even though some of those monies are used for chatas, if it's leftover, a basin creates a stipulation within that it can turn into an ola. It's a general Tanai they make. You're right. Normally speaking, if I make a ned there that this is going to be a chatas, the money for chatas cannot be moved into an ola. But basin could come in and say, no, we're making a Tanai from here on in. Anybody, any leftover funds or any mix-ups from something that could have been a chatas can transfer through to a ola. There's a special koach habezin to do that.
But what happened if there wasn't enough money? If this was really for chatas and there wasn't enough money for chatas and we put it in the ola?
Right, so the Gemara says that we're about to see this, that the basin, I think, has to bring extra...
To compensate.
Exactly, uh-huh. Right.
You think because if you're depleting from one...
Right, if one is depleted and the other one, there's still money, and then the chatas is depleted, so they're only saying that the Tanai, that if it's left over, but if it's not...
If there's a surplus.
Right.
So the Gemara says now... here we go. Okay, again, so let's read this again. So Chizkiyo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Tanai basin who al hamosros... She yikarvu olos haisha hazos. B'mahim square. Did I skip?
No.
Yeah, I'm here, right? I'm good, right? Right. So again, Tanai Basin who al moso she yikarvu olos. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, haisha hazos b'mahim iskaberes. The woman gave some money for the kinim. Now we don't know where it goes because it's found in between. Lemaisa, what happened? She brought it for the kinim.
Yeah.
It found mamish between the kinim and the gozei ola. So the halacha is you put it to the gozei ola. So now, but she was supposed to bring a carbon because she was a yoledes, let's say. And she needs to bring a full tara. She needs to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon ola. So there's a surplus of funds out in the gozei ola, but her kinim obligation was never brought because it went into the wrong basket.
Again, Tanai Bedin.
So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Tanai Basin who hamisapek es hakinim, who misapek es hapsulos.
But I'm sorry.
Sure.
I don't understand. I think wasn't the whole procedure that when somebody was supposed to give a korban, they went to the kohen and he gave him a petek. He gave them money and they gave him a petek. So it was the kohen who put the money in the lishka in those cases.
So maybe that it's the suffix. We're creating the case. Maybe it's the kohen made a mistake, and that's why the kohen made a mistake. Exactly,
because,
I guess.
Because I think that day it was like a store that you gave money and
exactly.
They gave you the receipt,
and you got the
behemoth.
Okay, so maybe that's the Matthias. That's probably more likely. The Kohen dropped it in and made a mistake, and that's why perhaps the Kohen is responsible to pay for the...
And what's saying is that even though she did the writing and the Kohen the mistake, she might not be... she might not have kapara because her money ended up not going to the right place.
Right. Okay, fine. Yes, perhaps it's, again, I don't know exactly what's going on, but that makes sense. According to what we learned earlier, that they bought these receipts and went to the next one, so maybe the Kohen was the one dropping the money in. Okay. So, it says, the Gemara explains, so how is the woman going to achieve kapara? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak again, Tanai based in who? Ha mesapek es akinim, hu mesapek es apsulot. So what does this mean?
Gives extra to the one that lost between process.
Right, so anybody who misapik, who give, he gives sipuk, he gives, he fills the funds. So Bastin says, the one who's appointed to be misapik the hekdesh, to add funds for this kinim, it also happens to be the one, let's say a psul happened. Let's say a kohen was supposed to do malika on the oaf, and they ended up making a trefa, or something got messed up along the way. So Bastin, what?
It gives extra funds.
Right, you have to fill in any mistakes that happen. So either it's a mistake because a psul happened in the animal, or the funds got confused. Any of those cases, Basin has to come on and fund these mistakes.
And the funds are from the Tumas HaShek, from the Shkolim that we
It's a good question. Where do those funds ultimately come from?
Has it from a general?
That's probably from a Chatzit HaShek, no?
Chatzit HaShek is korbanot, not a fund. It's going for the korban tamid.
I'm not sure where
Maybe
the funds.
There has to be a general kufa. You know?
Does it say anywhere where the funds are coming from? Anyone have that? Let's see.
It's a long art.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there are funds from somewhere, and unclear where. But let's assume the Chumash Alishka.
It's the communal funds, right?
Okay, so that's what Mach. There's a lot of communal funds here, it seems, but I guess the Chumash Alishka will say. We don't know for sure.
Okay.
Then the Gemara concludes that lo tzurcha delo. So what's this question? Beina ola le'etzim. So the Mishnah didn't do a thorough list. The Mishnah gave example of 1, 2, 3, 4 cases. 4 examples. If you do the circle, there should be what? There's 12. Right, is that right? 12? 13. Quick math? Yeah, 12?
Like there isn't between.
No, 12 only between them.
Gozaleha Ola.
Oh, yeah?
In between
them, they didn't mention.
Between 1 to 13 is 1. Between
No, because the circle, 13 to 1 is the 13th. Okay, so there are 13 in between. Okay. So there are really. So there are 13 in betweens. But the commission.
What happens if you find it here?
Uh-huh.
Then you got like to measure like
all around.
Much more complicated
about that.
Then you get free lunch. That's what I mean.
Because the chances of it falling exactly between the two is not that big either, because it could go anywhere.
Well, no, anywhere between there.
Maybe it was like a.
Anywhere between there, it's going to be.
Right.
It's always going to be closer to these two that they align with.
Because it's
unless,
around.
Unless you are like around this area, which you can be.
Only if it's mamish in the center. Exactly in the center is the only question of all of them. But anything outside, it's going to be closer to two only.
To two.
So. If it falls mamish in the center, so then you have a big problem.
No, but Rebbe, just in general, like taking a step back from the Gemara right now, where I, based on the diagram that you see, where you have, let's say, these 13 posts, right? Where 1, 2, 3, 6 of them essentially is part of the Nedava. So is the Nedava, we're saying, that was where like the general funds would go to?
So we said yesterday that there are three or four pshatim why there are 6 Nedavas.
I see.
Either it goes through 6 different animals or corresponding to the 6 different families that work during the week. So that money was used for the Ketam Mizbech, I think. We had the Ketam Mizbech, which whenever the Mizbech was quiet, inactive, they just used those funds to just bring animals to keep it very active during the daytime. So I'm not sure that refers to these. It could be the communal funds. I'm not sure which communal funds they're referring to.
If someone's weight was logistically lied out, I would assume that that's where the communal funds were really going to. Like where you would get the if there was the depletion of one account,
you even I saw them. You started.
It makes sense. I can't say a certainty.
That's why they would have so many of them.
It could be. I can't say a certainty because I didn't see it anywhere. I don't know. I'm confused with all the different boxes.
Sure.
It sounds like it makes sense, but I can't.
I'm not up here. I'm in a very special level.
Okay. So again, now the Mishnah, we said, in this case of the circle, there are 13 in between, 13 possible sveikos. The Mishnah only lists 4 of them. So the Gemara says, all the way at the bottom now, lo tzurcha delo, bein ktoris le'etim, levona le'zav, le'kaporis, didn't mention all the other cases. So the Gemara just concludes, no, that's why the Mishnah concludes, v'tanisa b'sofa zeklal, hoch and achar akarov mechsa mechsa l'hachmir. That's why the Mishnah concludes that everything's really included with the final klal. The Gemara, just the Mishnah gave us just a few examples to get the idea, but didn't have to list all 13 examples. The final klal in the Mishnah tells us the same halacha applies to all the 13 cases.
That's cool, I think. Very good. Mentions all the cases.
Okay. Don't leave anything unturned.
Next
time around?
Next time around.
Okay, new Mishnah. Ma'ol shenimsu lefnei socher behema. So throughout Yerushalayim, there are people selling animals. So what's the law? They found money in front of these butchers.
This is like a general, nothing to do with shkalim. Just in general, you find money now.
Exactly. Right, that's the connection. Finding money, unclaimed money, what do you do with it?
Unclaimed money anyway.
Okay. Right, so the law is, so ma'ol shenimsu lefnei socher behema, it's found in front of the people selling meat. Liola Meiser, it's always Meiser, because people would flock to Yerushalayim to buy Meiser Sheni, they'd have Meiser Sheni fruit. They'd be posted the Meiser Sheni fruit on their coins. Take the coins to Yerushalayim and buy things, buy meat, they could buy pretty much anything other than water and salt, I think. So they buy meat with something they'd probably buy. So that money's Meiser Sheni, a lot of Meiser Sheni flowing around Yerushalayim. Uba Har Bais, however they found money on Har Bais, that would be considered Chulin. Because, very interesting why this is, I think the Gemara might explain this. Any money from Chulin, we assume it came from the Beis HaMikdash. So if it came from the Beis HaMikdash, why is it Chulin? So I don't know exactly how this works, but apparently the Kohanim brought, they were able to take some of the money out from Hekdesh. They took money from the Hekdesh, but they first had to pode the money from the Hekdesh onto something else, let's say the Beis HaMikdash, some area of some building. They now have Chulin money and to go down the Har Bais to take home for their needs. I don't know. They got funded, I guess, from the Beis HaMikdash. So that money that was coming from the Beis HaMikdash was Chulin. We assume it came from Beis HaMikdash, coming downwards. Because it couldn't be anybody coming up, because Halach is, you can't bring money onto Har Bais. You couldn't carry any money, any wallets. So they assumed it came from the Beis HaMikdash, and it was Chulin. U'Bishlayim, Bishar Klimos Hashana, Chulin. Now, in Yerushalayim, the rest of the year, the only time we assume the money found in Yerushalayim in front of the Socher Behema is Meiser Sheni, is Olei Regalim. That's when people went to buy things with Meiser Sheni. But when in the rest of the year, where it wasn't, people weren't coming to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, then we assume it's regular Chulin money. U'bishas regal, but during the regal, Hakol Meiser, everything's Meiser.
That's a very strange way of phrasing
it. It is a very strange phrase.
The Korban Eid explains that Yerushalayim means most that were not lishnei socher behema.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Okay, the rest of the
most
area.
Most that are not lishnei socher behema. Yerushalayim.
So if it's for socher behema all year round, we're saying liolam. That's the mishnah of liolam. It's always ma'aser sheni.
Okay, so the resha is all year round, or no?
Yeah, all year round. Liolam.
Ma'aser lishnei socher behema. Any time of the year, liolam ma'aser sheni. They're always ma'aser sheni.
Okay.
The Har Habayit also any time. The chulim, right? And Yerushalayim, which is not in Har Habayit, and it's not in front of Socher Behema, then we should, okay.
Fine. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that's about finding money. So let's say you find meat. You find meat lying down in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. If they're a varm, what do you do with them? Most probably kachim, yeah. So the baser found in the Beis HaMikdash is certainly going to be kachim. So what do you do with the meat lying around? If it's a varim, large limbs, then we say they're olos. Because olos, they used to cut them up as a place in the pasuk. If they're chatichos, smaller, very sliced, very thin, then we assume they're chatos because they were eaten for the kohanim. The chatos gets to be eaten by the kohanim. So we assume maybe the coin was sliced and you up, have a piece of meat, and then that got lost. We assume it's a chatas. So again, large avarim were olos, because the olos were not eaten. They were left large. And chatichos, if they're sliced in small pieces, that was probably a chatas being eaten by a coin. Ubi Yerushalayim, let's say they find meat lying somewhere in Yerushalayim. So zivche shlamim, what?
What do you mean? If we're talking about the Kohanim, it's in Yerushalayim, it's in Beit HaMikdash.
No.
So now, what's now in Yerushalayim?
No, Azara is the Beis HaMikdash alone, not the rest of Yerushalayim, just the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara.
So if you found Evarim or Chatichot in Yerushalayim, outside the Beit HaMikdash.
Right, that's the question now. So you find meat lying down somewhere in Yerushalayim.
I don't understand. This is...
But...
This is already meat that's already cooked, ready to eat? Probably because the korban went out full, or no?
Went out full. What do you mean?
Like even the kochekalim that people ate.
Mm-hmm.
When they were going on the Mizbeach, they were going not cut.
The ones on the Mizbeach were not going. They're going like they a leg and an arm. And
is that what it is? They cut them first and then they put them on the Mizbeach separately?
Well,
even Matnos Kuna, they separate them after the...
No, before. You separate Matnos Kuna before the other stuff going on the Mizbeach.
Ah.
So the big...
Translation?
זה החלק שנשאר אחרי שהוא שם אותו. יש חלקים שנשארים, אז כנראה יצא טיפה, זה נשאר.
אבל השאלה זה אם הם חותכים את הבשר לפני שעולה למזבח, או שמים את כל הבהמה ביחד.
They probably don't cut it. But they don't probably cut it. Where's left?
למה מה שנשאר יוצא בחוץ.
Right, and then they cut it.
מוצאים את זה.
Right, so the chatas...
לא כל אחד יכול להיכנס למזבח.
Right.
זאת אומרת, צריך להיות בחוץ.
So exactly, the piece that gets eaten doesn't go on the Mizbeach. That's left down here. The chatas, which gets eaten in the Azara. It's easier for me, easier for him.
Understanding.
Not good for me.
So the chatas, which gets eaten in the Azara, the coin stays in the Azara, he eats it, so he'll start slicing the meat to eat.
Okay.
And, right, does that help out at all? Again, let's talk from the beginning.
I think was the answer to his question, which is, and then, after you do the azar, after you do the slicing up in the azar, then you take the limbs, right?
And, no, so are you questioning whether you cook it before you slice the meat or not?
Yeah, I forget. We learned this,
first of all, you cut it, then you do the akrava.
You just put it full? Is that what it is?
Full limbs, Ibrahim, we said.
The full limbs are going on the Mizbeach.
Not the full turkey or the full,
So why is there a difference between Ola and the other behemoths if you all cut them?
No, the Ola, you don't cut up in tiny pieces. The Chatas, you do cut up in tiny pieces because the Kohen is going to eat it.
But that's not so then it's after the Korban. Because before the Korban...
No, but if you put...
Acá habla de restos que encontraste del Nicayón.
Pero pregunta si lo encontraron antes del Korban o después del Korban.
No se
menciona. No, I just want to know.
Rabbi, just to clarify.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed
that. There's certain korban. We're saying that there's either you bring in a lamb, right? Or you bring in a size of a piece of chicken.
Correct.
So, in reference to what Ricky was saying, I think that the meat that was originally found in the Azar, right? So, specifically, the Mishnah mentions, Ivarim and Olam, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the chatim, those things were found in the courtyard, but in Yerushalayim, meaning not in the actual courtyard,
right?
Then it's assumed to be shlamim, separated.
But we didn't get the shlamim. We're about to get to the shlamim. We didn't discuss Yerushalayim. But again, I think the only question that Ricky's having is that he wants to know whether you cook it before slicing the chatas to eat, or you slice it.
I think you slice
first.
It afterwards.
So the question would be, if you slice it afterwards, then...
The
Mishnah, the Mishnah Menachem actually says that people would eat it very raw. The meat was eaten pretty raw. It cooked a little bit, but...
Well, okay. There was a family of Kohanim because when Yom Kippur fell Motzei Shabbos...
Yes, exactly. They call them Bavloim or something.
Yes,
yeah.
When Yom Kippur fell Motzei Shabbos, you had to eat the korban without cooking it because they couldn't cook it.
Right.
And so they used to
that was, Mishnah.
Right.
That's a fundamental question. I think that somewhere in the Gemara
it says, "Of course, I just forgot." I mean, that's
Yoni, you don't remember?
I remember anything.
But it's like sounds like a basic thing.
Yeah, it's
do you put it first and cut it, or you cut it first and put it?
All right. Yeah. We'll look Zvachim and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Should I bite the shabuolo?
Okay. So that's the fine. So now back to the Mishnah. Ubi Shalayim, three lines from the bottom. If the meat's found in Yerushalayim, it's Zivchei Shlamim. We assume Zivchei Shlamim, because Shlamim can be eaten even in Yerushalayim, outside the Azara. So, right. Vizeh, Vizeh, Tubar, Tzurasa. So what do you do with these meats that you find? You find Shlamim, you find Chatas, you find Olam. What do you do with it? So, Tubar, Tzurasa, which means, literally, you have to let lose its Tzura, lose its texture, which means let it sit out overnight and let it go back.
So, from this, I understand that it really depends on the korban, because ben basar nimtza ba'azara uvenem nimtza b'Yerushalayim, the one that you find between Azara and
not between,
in Azara or in Yerushalayim, eno niktar al ha'mizbeach b'mikre shel ola, so you don't put it on the mizbeach, meaning they cut it beforehand. and you do not put it on the Meorah, או נאכל במקרה של חטאת, או it's eaten already, meaning that you did make, you did a קרבה already. No, that's in the art school, don't look.
It's fine, it's fine.
שמה כבר הזמן, עבר זמן הקרבתו, או אכילתו. So it depends what kind of קורבן, if you cut it before and put it, or you put it before and cut it. Depends on the קורבן. From that you understand.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's not... David, I'm sorry.
ואם בשר נמצא בזרע, או בין הנמצא בירושלים, אין הנקטר על המזבח שבמקרה שלו.
No, but if you found it, depends what kind of piece you found, if it cut it, you know, big pieces or small pieces.
If you look at the notes, that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about cut pieces or not.
I didn't say that it's talking about, you can understand it from that.
No, but that's, it's the opposite. If you look at the note, it says there, it's talking about whether meats, by meats, note 38. But it's not talking about a cut or not cut. It's talking about whether it's left overnight or not left overnight, because certain korbanot are allowed to leave overnight.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to do with cutting.
Okay.
It's not what I'm saying.
Fine, let's go right there, because we are running out of time. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, regardless of where you find it, Zev is at Tubar Tzarasa. Whether it's a Chataz, whether it's an Ola, whether it's a Shlamim, Tubar Tzarasa, you have to let it sit out overnight, and V'yotzel Beis for you burn all these different cases. Nimsa B'Gvulin, let's say you find it in the Gvulin, outside Yerushalayim, any of the cities of Eretz Yisrael, Evarim Nuvelos, the last line of the Amud, Evarim Nuvelos, V'chatichos Mutaris. Let's say you find large limbs, we assume it came from a Nuvela, and it's Asuti. If you find sliced up pieces of chatichos, mutars, we assume it's mutter to eat those. Who b'shas regel, during the times of the regel, shabasim ruba af evar mutars, where there's a lot of meat going around during the regel, because simchas regel, we could even assume the large pieces of meat are also considered kosher meat. So says the Gemara, lo tzurcha de lo habar bayis. So I don't understand. What does it mean that the Mishnah told us that the money found in Har Bayis is chulin? Shouldn't the money in Har Bayis be kadshim?
Now we're back to money. I thought we
the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah was money.
Oh.
And the second half was about basar. So okay, back to the Mishnah. Well, turuch de lo bar bayis kodesh. What do you mean that the money found in the Har Bayis has to be chulin? There's plenty of kadshim, plenty of hektish money in shkolim that was taking place in Har Bayis. So why do we assume it's chulin? So Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka, She'ein HaKoin Motzi Min HaLishchos, Ma'os Ad Shu Mechalin Al HaBehema. We have a certain Chazaka, that Kohen will not take any money from the Lishcha until he transfers the Kedusha onto an animal. So any money that came down from Har Bayis must have been already Mechulal on animal. And therefore the money brought down is Chulin.
So it's either in the Lishcha or it's Chulin?
It's either a Lishcha or the Chulin. Money found in the Har Bayis.
Right, whatever is, it, meaning money, it's either in the Lishka and then it's Kodesh, or it, once the Lishka, for sure it's Chulin. That's what it's trying to tell.
It's only Chulin if they transfer the money,
right,
the Kedusha.
So, but since it did right away, there was no chance of anything else happening. That's what it's saying.
Any chance? Well, exactly. Since they take the money and put it right away into the Bema,
then whatever money is found is going to be
completely Chulin.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Basa Shenimson, discussing the issues of the meats. So Rabbi Lezer, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, Hesia Das, Tan Ibur Tzura. So he says, Hesia Das is another way of saying, Hesech Hadas, whenever there's a Hesech Hadas, a lapse in their mind and paying attention, the basa becomes a pasul, and that's why you have to do Ibur Tzura, you have to let it sit out overnight to create a psul nosar, a psul lina now. So the Hesech Hadas is only a psul midin safek. If a person doesn't pay attention, it's not a psul guf. So if a kachim is not a possible guf, you're not allowed to burn it yet. Because it might be a good kachim, and you can't burn good kachim. Since it's a safi, you have to let it sit out overnight. Psul lina and psul nosar creates a psul beguf habema. Once it's a psul guf, now you go out and burn it bebeis hasreifa. That's how Rabbi Lezer explains this. So Amra Rabbi Hashaya Masnisen Amra Kain. That's exactly what the Mishnah said. That again, I'm not sure what's being new, but that's what the Mishnah says. Let it tubar tzarasa, let it sit out, and then you bring it to the Beis HaSreifa.
What is Beis HaSreifa?
It's a place where you would burn all the kachim psulim, the disqualified kachim.
The only other item I think, Rabbi, that we added here through Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Hoshaya was he was saying that in the Hesech Hadas, what would he be adding? And then he said, oh, and they brought a raya from to support it from the Yisra Mishnah, which says that the appearance, if its appearance must change, and it goes out to the place of burning. So it's saying it just brings a new case to the Hadas.
The fact that you need Ubar Tsurasa implies that the initial Psul wasn't a Psul Baguf. Must have been what Psul, must have been Hesach Hadas. So that's why the Mishnah says Tubar Tsurasa and then hold from the basis of
I think it's insistent because according to here in Psachon there is a Machlokas between Shlakish holds it as Psul Guf and Rabbi Yochanan holds it as Psul Tuma.
Right.
So I think that in a way maybe it's just trying to make it clear that we hold that it's Psul.
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So Amar Rabbi Yossi. V'yeos, this is true, because la'achlo einat hayachol. You can't eat the meat kashem niskalka, because perhaps it's a possible. You have no idea the status of this meat. So, kashem niskalka tsurasa. Maybe it's a psul b'guf. Maybe it's no shah. I have no idea the nature of this meat that I found on the floor, wherever it is. The fum kain, therefore, tsarach meimar, therefore it has to say, tu'ubar tsurasa v'yatul beis hasreifa. Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is a rejection of the proof. It's not a proof anymore. We wanted to bring a proof from the Mishnah, the fact that you do Tubar Tsurasa. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why Tubar Tsurasa, because what else are you going to do with it? You can't eat the animal.
And because you found it maybe already, already one night over.
No, I have no idea what the status is, so I have to leave it out just because...
It could be the second night it was out.
Exactly. But maybe when it comes normally to Hesach Hadas, maybe Hesach Hadas normally is a Psul Baguf. So it's not a raya from this Mishnah, or that it's necessarily Psul Guf. You may have to, again, there are two reasons why you could say Tubar Tsurasa. Either because the initial Psul was a Psul of Hesach Hadas, which is not Psul Baguf. So to burn it, you need Tubar Tsurasa. Or it requires Tubar Tsurasa, because I have no idea the status of this. I don't know the nature of this made to eat it.
Isn't it a manashach? Meaning, if you hold that is Psul. No, because maybe it's what happened that day. Okay.
Yeah. Either way, just all it is not a raya that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Tuma as opposed to Psul Guf, or Psul, or whatever the other side is. Mishnah says further, and the Gemara rather quotes further from the Mishnah, Nim Sibagvulin, you find meat throughout the cities of Eretz Israel. So we said before, if it was a varim, large piece of meat, then the din is it's nevela. If it's chatich, a small piece of meat, we assume it's kosher. So Rabbi Krispa, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, a varim nevelos, lokan aleim mishum nevela. Not only do we assume like it's a suffix, we find a large leg of a cow out here in the middle of the street. So we assume it's a nevela. So he adds it further. It's not something that's a suffix. It's likely it's a nevela. We actually think it's vada nevela, and if a person eats it, you get malchus. Normally, when you eat something, it's a suffix, whether you violate an issur, you don't get malchus for a suffix. So how are you saying you're getting malchus here? We're assuming it's vadai nevela, and that's why you're getting malchus for this. So Masnisa Amra, the Mishnah says, Amra Kain, Evari nevelos, lechatichos mutaros. They group them together. Evarim is nevelos, the large limbs are nevelos, and the chatichos, a small piece of meat, are mutaros to eat. So let's understand this. Chatichos mutaros, lo mamish. So when we say that chatichos are mutar, are we not saying mamish mutar? Of course mamish mutar. What else are they mutar for? It must be they're mutar to eat. So once we establish that the chatichos are mutar to be eaten, so then we say, v'tkavase, it's coupled with Avarim, Nevelos must be Vade also, they're Vade Nevela and Lokan Alei, Mishra Nevela. That's the Rai and the Mishra. Again, the fact that they couple together Nevelos and Chatichos, so the Halachos are the same. Just like when we say Chatichos are Mutter. Mutter what? Mutter obviously to eat. Otherwise, what is the Mutter? Mutter to sell, that's Pasha. So Mutter to eat. So once we take Mutter literally, so too when we say Avarim are Nevelos, we say literally they're Nevelos.
So this is just for the halacha that if somebody eats them, he's for sure chayav malchus.
Now Rabbi Krispa, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Hanina, im hayu mechuzos mutar. What?
Macharuzot.
Macharuzot.
Macharuzot, like a chain.
Oh. A chain. What do you mean a chain?
Like a necklace.
A necklace of meat?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like tied together. Some of you have like those,
on
like
string.
Roasts. Like their roasts are like have strings around them.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A veal roast or something. Someone's upset. This is the air conditioning.
Maybe.
Okay. So let's say you find the meat. Imhaya macharuzos. We get errors down here. Imhaya macharuzos. If they're tied, string together like the real roast. So mutaros, they're mutter. Okay, because I guess the fact no one's going to string around the piece of nevela. The fact that they're string around, there must have been kosher meat. Now, Teisha Chanuyos, they have 9 stores. Mochos Basar Nevela. 9 stores are selling treif. V'achas mocheres basin. One of them selling kosher meat. Nischafalo. He wasn't sure which store he stepped into. He bought from a store. They all looked the same. He came out. Which store did I buy from? He wasn't sure. So they say, choshesh. He should be choshesh. He shouldn't eat from any of the stores. Why? Because 9 out of 10 are treif. Ulanim says, let's say he found it. He didn't go into the store. He wasn't sure. But he found it lying on the street. They have a strip of 10 stores. 9 out of 10 are puzzle, are treif. He finds it lying on the street. So that too, we say it's possible because nimtes, if it's based on something that's found, holchin lacharo, we follow the majority. New case now. Teisha chanuyos mochus baster shchuta. You have 9 stores now that are kosher meat.
What?
V'achas mochers baster nevela. One of the 10 stores is treif. So 9 out of 10 are kosher.
Just go back. So what happens? So in the case that he... There were nine stores that sell Basar Nevela,
right.
And one of them is Basar Shchut.
Right.
And he bought it?
He bought from one, wasn't sure which store he bought from.
Wait, but Nidchalfu lo is the Hainu Shekana Basar Mechatachem, Vani Vein Yodea Me'eze,
which one, sure which store he went inside.
He didn't know from which
one. Wasn't sure which one.
He just went in.
So we assume it's possible. Treif meat he bought. He can't eat it. Let's say he finds a piece of meat lying in front of, on the street.
And there were 9 kosher.
Nine,
and
no,
one
before still 9 pasul, 9 treif still.
Right.
So if it's found on the floor, we also assume go after the row. It's pasul, it's treif. Now new case. Let's say teisha chanuyos mochus baser shchuta, 9 kosher stores v'achas mocheres baser nevela, 1 selling treif meat. Nischalfalo, if he wasn't sure which one he went into, it's still choshesh. Even though 9 out of 10, it's still choshesh. You remember from the Gemara's in Babli.
We learned this not long ago.
Right. So what's the halacha of kavua? Kavua, when it's kavua, the stores are established, mechsal mechsal, we assume 50-50. Even though it's really 90% kosher, once you buy from something that's established kavua, that's going to be 50-50, it's treif. You have to assume you can't eat it. But if it's a nimtes, you find it, it's not kavua, it's found on the floor. You didn't go in to buy from a set established place. Nimtes, holchan acharov, in which case the rov in this second scenario, 9 out of 10 are kosher, you're allowed to eat the meat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hanimse biyad nachri, you find in the hand of a guy, it's as if you're finding it in a large public area, in a shuk, and you go based on rov stores. If rov stores are kosher, then you're allowed to eat it. So finding it in the hand of the nachri, it's like finding it in the shuk. Rebbe.
That's as long as kosher meat is the same price as straight meat, I guess. Right, I mean, if kosher meat is much more expensive, you would assume that the guy wouldn't spend the money.
He wouldn't spend the money, right. I guess you have to assume that, yes.
Yeah.
Reb Lezer, unless it's better meat.
Right.
Depending on how... So Reb Lezer, Bei Rebbe Chagai, have a misamich le Rebbe Mana. Chama. So he was being misamich. He was leaning on Rebbe Mana. They're walking. And then Chama lechad arami, they saw a guy. Mikate min susya. He cut off a leg or some meat from a horse. Mapik libra. And he went out to the shuk to sell it. So Amar Lei Hadahi, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hanimsis Biad Nachri, Kanimsis Bavate. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say you find a baster in a guy's hand, in Nachri's hand, it's going to be kosher? And this is clearly not. So Amar Lei Kain, Amar Biosi, Rebbe, Vehain Shira Oso Yosef Mimikolin Shal Yisrael. No, it's only if you see him leaving from a kosher butcher, so then we see him holding a piece of meat, then you're allowed to assume he's holding a kosher piece of meat. But a random Nachri walking throughout the shuk with a piece of meat, you can't assume he has a kosher meat. It's only when he walks out of a kosher butcher. Chad Bar Nash, there is one person, Bitziporin, in this place, Azil Bay Mizvan Kofid Mintafcha. He wanted to buy a piece of meat from a kosher butcher. I'm not sure what kufat is. Did they say what kufat, what type of meat that is?
Right.
What does kufad mean, though? Is kufad a particular type of meat? Just
kufad,
just meat.
Basar.
Just meat. Kufad meat. Means meat. Okay.
Yeah.
He buys meat.
For all intents and purposes, we'll assume it's red meat.
Red meat, okay. So, v'lo yavle, the butcher didn't want to give it to him. Samalei lechad romai, he says to a nachri, to a Roman. V'vayisilei, he says to him, you go buy it for me. Amalei lo nisivis al karche. So I think he bought it for him. So now the Jew who wasn't sold the meat went back to the butcher. You see, he says, you didn't give it to me al karcha. I sent the Nachri to buy it for me. I ended up getting the meat anyways. I tricked you. I sent the Nachri to get it.
Why wouldn't he give him the meat? There's a reason.
They must have gotten into a fight or something. I don't know. Doesn't say why.
He doesn't like the guy.
So here it says he hated him.
All
right. That's the pair. They didn't get along. So he says, I see, I got you. Says the butcher, see, I sent the goy in there to get it from you, and I got the meat anyways. So the butcher responds back, I'm relay, blah, busted the nevela, you obviously. I sold him a piece of nevela. You got nothing from me. I had a bad shchita, so I leave the nevela to sell when the goyim come in here. So you got nothing. You didn't beat me.
Yeah, you tell the goy that. I'm sure he's ecstatic.
He didn't really care. He was just trying to, So Rabbi, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa ba lufnei Rabbi. There's once a story, a case happened to Rabbi. V'amar lo kula minei, miser mekulon, ditziporin.
No, it's based on that story, based
right.
on that case.
Based on that case.
Yeah.
We can't asser all the mekulon. We can't asser. That was one particular case. We can't create an isser to say, from now on, any time a nachri has a basser, even if he comes out of a kosher butcher, we don't assume it's usher. That was a strange case.
One shaita, we don't make a...
Right, exactly.
Which we learned this in Bambi. Where is it?
When do you want to do this? You want to do Motzei Shabbat, maybe?
Yoni, are we saying that he doesn't have the koach to usher the meat? Lav Hulk Amine, does that mean that the guy, the store owner, doesn't have the koach since there wasn't a chazak of trees back?
Maybe that's what he's saying.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
You say lav kol kamini meaning the butcher?
The butcher.
It's a machlokas.
Power to make his meat aser by simply saying that I sold the vela when there was no akhorah.
So that's one shot here. Apparently, the Gemara in Chulin, which Ricky remembers, is parallel. Sadi Hey, a parallel discussion there. It says like this, just like a Hanan Bishvil. So both of them, the Gemara Bavli like you, and then the Parish and the Yisham like you, that he doesn't have the lav kol kamina. He doesn't have the ability to answer what the klal was. So they're both elu ve'elu. Let's see what's going on with the Shabbos.